Thank you very much for having me along here this morning. And whilst everyone is thinking clearly about the general election coming up, the other milestone in my head is that it's about a year since an election that brought my boss into office, Sadiq Khan, when he became Mayor of London. And I think having that year milestone is quite a good point in time to reflect briefly on what we've achieved in the first year and work out what the priorities clearly for the coming years are. Now, you have to accept my apologies that I'm going to speak briefly. Maybe I shouldn't have to apologise for that. You'll be relieved because I have to leave to go and see Sadiq after I've spoken. But I think if I just set out briefly a few thoughts about the last year and what's coming up, hopefully that will start setting some of the context for today. When we came into office last year, a key focus for us was to work with people across London, with all boroughs across London of all different political persuasions, and with the industry, and with central government and Londoners themselves, to try and find a way forward when we started to tackle London's housing crisis, which was such a centrepiece of the election. And I think throughout those conversations, the strength of the coalition that we managed to build across London, whether it's councils, the industry, and central government, was one of the defining features, I think, of the first few months in office. And in particular, those discussions with central government, I feel, progressed very positively in a way that started straight after the election, took a bump when there was a reshuffle after the EU referendum result, but then continued at pace and culminated in the first instance with the announcement in the autumn statement last year of £3.15 billion investment in 90,000 new affordable home starts by 2021. And I think for us, why that announcement in the autumn statement was so important was not just the headline amount, which was clearly very welcome, but also the fact that there was greater flexibility afforded to how we could invest that money in different affordable products, indicating a shared understanding between government, City Hall, and indeed London's boroughs that we need to be investing in affordable homes to buy and to rent, and within those different categories, a series of products at different price points. And I think that was an indication of shared approach, and it was also an indication of confidence in London to step up and deliver. And indeed, we've had the bidding open now for the new affordable homes programme, and the Mayor announced last month that L&Q Housing Association was signing up to a stretching target of 20,000 new housing starts over the next few years, which is for them a big step up, but indicates that there are housing associations stepping up to meet the scale of that ambition. I think at the same time as having set out that agreement with government around the funding, which indicated a way forward, another really positive step which came in November last year was our publication of the draft supplementary planning guidance, which we had been working on over summer, setting out a way forward in terms of viability assessments and affordable housing. And again, very much developed through consensus, very much developed through conversation with the industry, with councils, with central government about what the best way forward was through what can otherwise be quite a vexed process. And although that did mean that my early announcement that we were going to bring something out in the autumn around the SVG really did stretch the definition of autumn to breaking point in November, it being at the same time as the autumn statement, I think, covered us in that regard and did at least mean that when we published the SPG in draft, it set out a way forward around which there was a fair deal of consensus. So in the first 6 or so months of being in office, we managed to secure the deal with government about the funding, offer a way forward in terms of planning, which covered, as I said, viability, affordable housing, and crucially, an approach to build to rent. And I think that set out some of the building blocks of the way the administration not only would operate, but also the way that we would work with partners in the sector. And as I've been very keen to underline, the way that we developed the supplementary guidance, the way that we developed the funding prospectus in partnership with the industry and with councils and with central government is a way of operating we very much want to continue over the coming years. And in fact, the housing white paper, which then came out earlier this year, set the context for us to continue that positive discussion with government. The Mayor said publicly on the day that the housing white paper was published that he felt it was setting us in a better direction, that it opened the opportunity for further discussions between government and City Hall about what powers and resources London needs to deal with the housing crisis. And the Housing Minister, Gavin Barwell, set out his aspiration to come up with a bespoke planning and housing devolution deal for London on the back of the housing white paper, an offer that we were very quick to take up and begin discussions. Now, those discussions are clearly on hold at the moment for reasons that Damian set out in his introduction. But I think that gives us time to pause briefly and then make sure that whatever happens in the election, we continue to work together to solve London's housing crisis. So I'll just wrap up on a few key thoughts, I think, going forward. I think, firstly, you know, we are working on a London housing strategy, the draft London plan, a final version of supplementary planning guidance, whether it's about affordable housing or more generally good practice guidance on estate regeneration and so on. There's a lot of guidance out there which is setting out the way that we're going to build more densely, we're going to meet more ambitious housing targets, and we're going to really increase growth in London. And I think crucial for me is to understand how do we make sure we bring Londoners with us over the next few years. If we are going to have very challenging targets, if we are going to be very ambitious in terms of what we're going to achieve, what's really important to make sure we retain the confidence of Londoners as we do that? And there's no exhaustive list, but I think three key things are important to flag up. Firstly, infrastructure, something which I believe the government recognises in what they've set out so far. But infrastructure is vital, particularly when we're talking, I find, to communities in outer London who haven't been used to having intensification or new housing at the level that we're proposing in recent years. And I think the level of infrastructure there is really crucial to get right, to give people the confidence that those new homes are going to be well served. I think, secondly, design. We're going to be talking about a much more dense level of development across London. And I think in some places, very high-rise towers may be the answer to building at high density, but we need to have a more differentiated understanding of what higher density looks like, understanding that in different situations, there are different typologies through which you can achieve higher density, making sure that we're making that case publicly and in every possible forum to Londoners about how to have well-designed high-density living for the future. And then thirdly, affordable housing, to bring it full circle. I think to gain Londoners' confidence in new developments, if we can point at plans which are coming forward and give Londoners the confidence they have a decent amount of genuinely affordable homes within them, that helps to build people's support around what we're doing. I think secondly, I want to point out that the discussions with government, clearly we want to continue working together with government and with boroughs across London. So despite the fact there is the general election on at the moment, it's very much the way that we continue to approach housing in London of working together. And that context that we set out in the first year in office, I very much hope will continue. But finally, just as a sort of word of warning, and the reason I say this is because I was discussing it with someone the other day and I was complaining that people don't say this enough, so I'm going to take my own advice and say it here, that we do need to keep making the case about the threat of a hard Brexit to the construction sector. Some of the research which the mayor has done has clearly indicated the importance of EU nationals in the construction sector in London. Anecdotally, when I'm talking to individual home builders or developers, it's an even bigger threat than is sometimes talked about in public. I think we do need to make the case that London is ambitious, London wants to build more, London wants to get on and increase capacity and growth, but we do need that workforce there. And clearly that will involve skilling up Londoners. Clearly it will also involve making sure we're relying to a greater extent on off-site construction and other methods of construction. But the role that EU nationals play, particularly in the short and medium term, is going to be vital to that construction capacity. And I think we collectively should use all of the opportunities we have to underscore that point. So I didn't want to end on too gloomy a note. Perhaps I should have reordered my points there to end on a more positive note. But the positive note is that in the first year, we very much, I think, built the foundations of what we're doing through collaboration, through working with the industry and other actors involved. And that's a relationship we very much want to continue in the years to come. Thank you.